We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
What is His will for the body of Christ? Aren't we the body of Christ? Now ye are the body of Christ, the scripture said, and members in particular. We are the body of Christ. What is God's will for the body of Christ? Think about that for a moment. Well, I just, seeing these truths, I just believe them. Hallelujah. I just believe that if I'd walk in my new covenant of love, I wouldn't say I've done it 100%, but I have tried. And when I failed, I immediately repented and got it under the blood and got back in line again.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Then notice something else. Let's read it again. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. No matter, bless God, whether it was devils or disease, they were all delivered. I said they were all delivered or healed. He healed all that were sick. All. You can't get outside of that. All. Your case is included in that all. Praise God. So bring your case to Him, like we've been doing here. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Hallelujah. And you will go away healed in body, in spirit, because Jesus not only removes the symptoms, but Jesus removes the deep-seated cause of the symptoms, that is sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? No, I didn't say that you were sick because you sinned, but sin is the cause of all sickness. If nothing else, Adam's sin in the beginning opened the door for the whole thing. But it's His blood that removes sin. He deals not only with the symptoms, but He deals with the deep-seated cause. I don't know about you, but I just believe that one reason that I've been able to walk in what I call divine health, that doesn't mean you're not attacked now. I passed up some wonderful opportunities to be sick. Marvelous opportunities to be sick. But, you know, I go along sometimes and have through these years 10 years at the time. Never have any kind of a symptom. Any kind of a, you know, like people say, well, you feel like you're under the weather. I don't know what they're talking about. That's God, I'm always on top of whatever it is. Amen. Not under anything. And just go along sometime for years that way. But then I've been attacked a few times. Not many. But I tell you, I believe that I saw this years ago, what God said to Israel, and I know it can apply to the church. Too many times folks just said, well, that's just for Israel, that's not for us. God said to Israel, you walk in my statutes, you keep my commandments, I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. Well, don't that mean they won't be sick? If you take sickness away from the midst of thee, and the number of thy days thou shalt fulfill. That means you'll live your days out without sickness and disease. Yeah, but somebody said that's just for Israel. God said that to Israel. Well, I know He said that to Israel. But He's the same God now that He was then. And besides that, we've got a better covenant than what they had. And besides that, Israel were never sons of God. They are servants of God. And if that's God's will for His servants, what is it His will for His sons? If that's God's will for His servants, what is His will for His church? What is His will for the body of Christ? Aren't we the body of Christ? Now ye are the body of Christ, the scripture said, and members in particular. We are the body of Christ. What is God's will for the body of Christ? Think about that for a moment. Well, I just, seeing these truths, I just believed them. Hallelujah. I just believed that if I'd walk in my new covenant of love, I wouldn't say I've done it 100%, but I have tried. And when I failed, I immediately repented and got it under the blood and got back in line again. Hallelujah to Jesus. That I would just simply live my life out below if Jesus tarries without sickness and disease. And I can't judge you. The Bible said, didn't tell me to judge you. It said, let every man examine himself. And in examining myself, I find out, except those few isolated incidents, which are mighty few of them, two or three of them in 40, almost 50 years, that I acted unwisely by going, you know, hot and sweaty without putting on a top coat, get out in the cold and your throat tightened up, you know, or something. Or acted unwisely in eating something that didn't agree with you, you shouldn't eat to begin with, something that wasn't real good. Already begin to spoil a little something, you see. Except the few isolated incidents like that. Every time I've ever been attacked, it was because I had missed God. And I'll tell you, I got in a hurry. It didn't take me just a few seconds, few minutes to most. That doesn't mean now that I committed some great sin. Because I hadn't. I just wasn't obeying the Lord in ministry. But the minute I got back lined up, I was all right physically. Now, that was true concerning me because I knew that as long as I walked, you see, in His commandments, and I believed that, then I would walk in health. Now, God has that for you, too. But it won't work for you because it worked for me. It'll work for you because you see the same truth I saw and believe the same truth I believed. In other words, you can't come to God and say, now, that worked for Brother Hagin, now make it work for me, because He won't. You'll just have to come to God and tell Him what you see from the Word for yourself. Are you listening to me? You claim the Word. You see, Jesus is the Word, the living Word. And the written Word's been given to us to unveil the living Word to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say it out loud, according to the Word of God. Healing belongs to me. I believe the Word.
I believe the Word.
I expect to walk in health.
I expect to walk in healing.
From this moment forward,
I expect to respond
physically. See, we're all saying it, but this is for the benefit of those who need that. Hallelujah. The Bible said concerning the nobleman's son, he began to amend from that hour. At least your faith should be able to take hold there. And from that hour began to amend. Notice what Jesus said to the centurion, as thou hast believed, according to your faith. Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. See, some people believe strongly enough, they heal instantly. Others, at least you ought to be able to start here. This is sort of the bottom rung of the ladder. You are a believer, start believing. From this moment forward, I will begin to amend. Are you listening?
Amen.
I've seen people get phenomenal results just in a matter of a few days then. They just weren't like the same person. At least they ought to be able to start there. I mean, anybody ought to be able to start there. I mean, with your faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, say it out loud. It is God's will.
I believe it's God's will.
The Word of God teaches me.
The Bible teaches me.
That it is God's will.
That I be well.
God wants me well.
God wants me healed.
I believe that.
I am a member of the body of Christ.
God wants Christ's body well.
God wants Christ's body well.
Christ is the head of the church.
Christ is the head of the church.
Jesus is my head.
Jesus is my head.
We are the body of Christ.
We are the body of Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Wants His body well.
Wants His body well.
It is the will of God.
It is the will of God.
That I be well.
That I be well. It is the will of God
that I be healthy.
It is the will of God
that I walk in health.
I believe that.
I believe it in my heart.
Because I believe it in my heart,
I say it with my mouth.
Now, are you just saying that because I told you to say it? Or is that the conviction of your heart? I said, is that really the conviction of your heart?
Yes.
See what I mean? Well, now, how can I tell? I just almost hear somebody say, how can I tell whether that's a conviction of my heart or not? Well, now, let me ask you a question. Well, how many of there is somebody that you love? Mother, father, brother, sister? You know. Now, if somebody told you, husband, tell your wife you love her, would you have to say, well, I did that just because he told me, or could you say it with conviction?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we are accepting applications for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. And of course for the spring as well. But we will be starting the fall semester in September. It's really, really hard to believe. And you know, one of the new programs that we do have is the music and media
program.
Yes, it is, you know, they learn how, it's a very concentrated program.
Right.
And they learn how to do podcasts, they learn about social media, all kinds of things.
They're together on some of the classes and then they split up and go music or media. And also, they get a computer
that's loaded with
the programs they need for music or the programs that they need for media to do all those things. It is really a great program. And then this year, we are able to give what is called a ministerial degree. Now, don't get this.
It's not with the Department of Education.
Yeah, don't get this mixed up with a degree from Rector University. This is a specialized degree called ministerial degree, and we have an associate's degree. It's 60 hours. Applied studies is a 90-hour degree, and then a bachelor's degree is 120 hours.
Yes.
Here at rbtc.org, if you want to know about it, go there and find out all about it.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.